24, Ken's notes from meeting. Ideas of synergy. 1. Start a founders club from potential folks that could be served. Brand it up somehow to make it cool, maybe call it the Blind Squirrels Club, or Nanjamoy Network Founders. LNF. And encourage everyone to want to be in the startup club. Set a metric of how many you would need to break ground and invest in the gig /. 2. Scout out private property. Don will provide Latin long and ill. Look up owners in the stat database and arrange a local to liaison with them. Secure easements to put a pole up at high points with incentive to provide free net for node, pole, host, X period of time thereafter. A half price plan kind of thing. Create a buzz around node, pole, club members as well. Have Kurt Wolfgang, our legal counsel, review the sample. His review and endorsement will ease all minds locally. He is our local hero legal dude. 3. Provide fat PKGS, but also low price PKGS for folks that would barely use the internet. As Wayne said, we have kids in our local school having fires, but when they go home, some don't even have electricity or indoor plumbing. I know that is hard to believe, but if y'all could kick back to the community, something to help us get there. Kids net that do have electricity, and maybe a support fund to help there. Folks that need to get juice and poop space. This community was heavy on 40 acres and mule plantations, where titles and deeds are so screwed up, the bureaucracy actually stops folks from getting electricity and septic. Back to internet, you could put some bandwidth controls on these low-cost accounts, but also figure how to get the high rollers as well. Max PKG depends on how your load balance. 4. Harvest emails from the singers of FIO's petition and other local resources that want to participate, dash, and blast out a survey, maybe SurveyMonkey or something free, to stimulate phase 1 interest, which would lead to phase 2, committing to be in the founders club. Maybe 2 levels, a $50 founder basic, or a $75 founder pro. High rollers, to sign up, first month free, etc, etc. 5. Data center location. Would y'all put your gear in La Plata, or want to set up an Nanjamoy site? I am guessing that it would be best to have a Cisco router at the actual tap site, that you could remote admin. Just now starting to look at the Cambian gear, I'll see if I can get some samples for research. 6. Considering our top challenges, my outlook is not as rosy as I wanted. For my access here on the creek without a node, at Friendship Park, just across the creek on high ground. But if we can get any local citizen on the net with an affordable broadband solution, it's an honorable goal. VR. Ken. P.S. We just had to pay $30 to add 3 gigs to our Exceed, Casbot Beam, former Wildblue, to finish tasking here on the creek. The overage game, both with Sat and Cell, it's a racket. Disclaimer, all my rambling, rants and ideas are my own only. I have no stake in the gig as of now other than getting citizens internet.